Today's shiur is a Masechta Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Before we begin the Mishnah, let us begin with a short Hagdama. We have gone over previously the various generations and descendants that came from Hillel HaZaken. Let us review that family of leaders of Klal Yisrael. Hillel's son was Shimon, and Reb Shimon's son was Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. His son was Reb Shimon ben Gamliel HaZaken, and his son was Rabbi Gamliel HaSheni de Yavne, followed by his son Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who's the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel of Rabbi Gamliel HaSheni of Yavne, and he was followed by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who subsequently was followed by Rabban Gamliel Benoi Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. In this transition from one generation to the other, coming from Hillel, there was one Tana who was a Nasi in the middle of this chain from Av Leben and from Av Leben and Leben Benoi. And that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not a descendant of Hillel, but rather he was a Talmud of Hillel. And he served as the Nasi right after Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel HaZaken and right before Rabbi Gamliel HaSheni de Yavne. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai served as the Nasi a number of years before Churban Bayis Sheni, and for approximately 10 years after the Churban. So we have not mentioned him until this Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, because the Tana Rebbe did not want to interrupt the Seder of the family, the descendants of Hillel. And that's why he brought one generation after the other until we reach Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, until we reach Rabban Gamliel, who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. But in actuality, in the middle, there was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Tosfos Yontev, we already mentioned, explains that is why we found in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalit, in the middle of that Mishnah, which begins with Hu HaYoimer, which was referring back to Rabban Gamliel benoish Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, in the middle, we come back to Hillel Oimer. What's Hillel doing here? Hillel we already had in Perek Aleph. But since we want to reestablish the chain of the Mesorah from Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai and Mesorah LeYeshua and subsequently to all the future generations, so in the Mesorah from one generation to the other, it was Hillel who gave it over to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So now that we're going to mention, now that we have finished all the children and grandchildren of Hillel, up till Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, now we go back and say that in the middle of that chain, there was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was a Talmud of Hillel, and that's why we introduced Hillel in Mishnah Dalet, and now we begin with Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kibel, Meh Hillel u'mishama. He was Mekabel the Mesorah, the tradition from one generation to the other, he was Mekabalit from Hillel and Shammai. The Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chav Ches, tells us, Shmoinim Talmidim Hayu Lo Hillel HaZaken, that Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. Shloishim Mehen Ru'in Shetishra Lein Shechina K'moish Rabbeinu. 30 of those 80 were worthy that they should have the Shechina put upon them like Moshe Rabbeinu. They were worthy that the sun should stand in the middle of the sky and not move as happened to Yeshua ben Nun. And Esrim ben Onim, and 20 were in the middle, they weren't so outstanding. Gadol Shebekulim, the greatest of Hillel's Talmidim was Yonas ben Uziel. Katan Shebekulim, the smallest of these 80 Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the lowest of Hillel's Talmidim, accomplish? Amru alava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shalahi Niach, that he covered everything. There was nothing that he didn't cover. He learned Kol HaTorah Kula, Shalahiniach Mikra, Chumash, Umishne, Gemara, Halachos, Va'agados, the Agadot of Shas, Dikduke Torah, the fine points of Torah, Dikduke Seifrim, the fine points of the Divrei Seifrim of Torah Shebaal Peh, Kalim V'chamurim, the easy and the hard, Gzei Shavus, Tekufos, about the celestial bodies, and Zmanim, Gematrios, the numerical value of words, Sichas Malach HaShoros, the talk of the angels of heaven, the Sichas Shedim, and the talk of these creatures that are called Shedim, V'sichas Tekolim, the talk of the trees, Misholos Kaifsim, the Misholim which are related to people who did laundry, Misholos Shu'olim, there are many Misholim in Chazal of foxes, and he learned all of this, and not only that, but he learned Dover Guttel, the great things with Dover Kutten, and the small things, what are considered the great and what are considered the small. Dover Guttel, Maisa Merkava, these are the inyanim of the Shamayim, of things that are happening in heaven with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachim and the celestial bodies, Dover Katan, the small things, Havayis Dabai V'Rava. These are the discussions, the questions, the queries of Abaya and Rava throughout Shas. All of Shas was considered a small matter. And the Gemara says, V'chim Acher Shekatan Shebekulin Kach, if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to learn all this, Gadol Shebekulin, so Rabbi Yonis ben Uzziel, Alachas Kam V'Kama, certainly he accomplished all this. Amru Allah Yonis ben Uzziel, they said about Yonis ben Uzziel, B'shoa sheyoyshe v'oisik batar, when he was sitting and learning, kol oif sheparech alav miyad nisrav, every bird, that any bird that would go on top of him when he was learning, there was a fire that emanated from his learning, and any bird would be scorched in the fire. The question I recently heard from Rav Gifter Zitzal's son-in-law, Yibol Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Avram Chaim Foyer Shlita, that he once asked his Shver, Rav Gifter, the following question. If Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was the smallest of Hillel's Talmidim, and Yonis ben Uzziel was the greatest, why, in fact, do we find here in our Mishnah that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel mihil mishamai? Why was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai the next chain in the Masoros HaTorah? It should have been Yonis ben Uzziel the greatest. Rav Gifter responded that because Yonis ben Uzziel was so great that every bird that went on top of him was burnt, he was too great to be able to convey the Torah to the masses. We find in Chumash, the Pasuk says, Vayered Moshe min ahor. Moshe, although he was so great and he was up in the heavens for 40 days and 40 nights, but he was able to descend from the mountain. He was able to come amongst the Hamonam. Yonis ben Uzziel's Madrega was so high that he wouldn't have been able to properly come down and give it over to the masses. It was only Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was considered the lowest of Hillel's Talmidim, who was able to be moser the Torah, to transmit the Torah to the next generation. Rabbi Foyer concluded and said that he met Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and he asked him the same question, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him that Reb Gifter's Teretz is Be'emes written Beferish in the Yerushalmi. Begins the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel mehil mishamai. Hu hoya oimer. He used to say, we forgot to mention in the Hagdama that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, at the end of the Churban Bayis Sheni, he pleaded that Tein li Yavne v'chachomel. He wanted to save the city of Yavne, the yeshiva in Yavne, and in fact, he established a great yeshiva of Kerem B'Yavne. He was zochet to be called Rabbon Yochanan ben Zakkai, as were all the other Nesiim who came from descendants of Hillel. They were known by Rabbon. So although he was not a descendant of Hillel, only a Talmud of Hillel, he was zochet to that title of Rabbon Yochanan ben Zakkai. Continues the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Im lamadet Torah harbe, if you have learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik toiv la'atzmach, don't pat yourself on the back. Don't think you're doing something great. because you're just doing what you were put on this world to do. As the Pasuk says in Yeshua Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha V'Gisa Bo Yom V'Laila, that the Torah should not be separated from your mouth, and you should harva, you should delve into the Torah day and out and night. So someone who is paying back his debt, we don't pat him on the back. He's doing what he's supposed to do. That is the simple pshat in what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying. I heard a tremendous pshat on the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai from my Rebbe, Rav Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky Zitzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael in Baltimore, that he said over from the Sefer Mabit in his Sefer Beis Elohim the following, that really the Mishnah could have said as well, Im nasata tztaka harbe al tachzik toiva la'atzmach. If you have given a lot of tztaka, you should not pat yourself on the back. Ki lekach natzarta, because for this you were created. Meaning as follows, that Rav Kolevsky gave it as a marshal, that if, let us take two people, one is learning in a kollel, and one is a businessman. If you ask the person who's learning in the kollel, with what will you receive olam haba, he will answer that probably I'll receive olam haba for all the learning I'm doing. I'm learning 12 hours a day. What about the tztaka that you give? Nah, for the tztaka I won't receive olam haba because I make, together with my wife, we make $30,000 a year, and I give Meister, I give $3,000, and for that I give so little that that's not going to get me olam haba. When we ask the businessman, what will you get olam haba for? He'll say, well, I give a lot of charity. I make $300,000 a year, and I give Meister. I give $30,000 to charity. What about your learning? Nah, my learning, I'm so busy with my business all day that all I can learn is 2 hours a night. Only 2 hours, I'm not going to get olam haba for that. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you have it wrong. Hashem looks at what your maximum is. If you're doing your maximum, even though it'll look like it's not a great amount, but if it's your maximum, that's what you're going to get olam haba for. And therefore, we now understand the Mishnah. Im lamadta Torah harbe, if you are that kollel fellow, that kollel yungaman, that chavra kollel, who is learning a lot of Torah, you're learning 12 hours a day. But al tachzik toiv la'atzmach, don't think you're doing so great. Because kilakach noitzarta, if you are learning a lot of Torah, Hashem put you in this world to do that very mission of learning a lot of Torah. And if you analyze what you're learning as compared to what you could be learning, you may find that you're deficient. You're learning 12 hours a day. That's wonderful. But the day has 24 hours. That means there are 12 hours you're not learning. True, you have to sleep and you have to eat. You have to take care of your needs. But do you need 12 hours for that? Perhaps you could cut it down to 10 hours and still take care of everything adequately. Perhaps there are two more hours in the day that you really should be learning. You should be learning 14 hours a day. You're only learning 12. So therefore, Hashem will find it deficient. But the tztaka that you gave, there you gave out of $30,000, you gave $3,000. And you're going to live off $27,000. You could have used those other $3,000 to live in this day and age on $27,000. You certainly could have used that other $3,000, and yet you gave away Meister to Tzedakah. That was your maximum. That's what you will get your olam haba for. By the businessman, it's the opposite. Im nasata tzedakah harbe al tachzik toivah la'atzmach. You gave $30,000. That's very nice. But do you really need $270,000 to live off? And if you would have given, instead of $30,000, you would have given $50,000, and you would have lived on $250,000, wouldn't have that been sufficient? You could have given at least another $20,000 to tzedakah. So for that, you won't necessarily get your full Olam Habo. Hashem will find it deficient. But the 2 hours a night that you learned, and in your busy day you made sure every night to be kavei itum l'toira, and that was your maximum that you could learn those 2 hours, that will be your ticket to Olam Habo. So learns the Mabit Pshat in this Mishnah. Whatever you're doing a lot of, that's what you were supposed to be doing. The businessman who's giving a lot of tzedakah, he was supposed to give a lot of tzedakah, and according to his ability, perhaps he's not giving enough. Hashem finds it deficient. Another pshat here in the Mishnah from the Medrash Shmuel is, Im lamadat Torah harbei, al tachzik Torah v'latzmo. Don't keep this good thing of Torah for yourself. Ki l'kach neitzarta, you were created to share it with others. That's what the Mishnah means. We know there's an expression, don't be a tzaddik in pelts, which means when it's a cold, wintry day, don't, and there are people in the room, don't clothe yourself in a fur coat to stay warm while the others will be freezing. Rather, build a fire. You will be warm, but you will also warm up others. Don't be a tzaddik in pelts. Pelts is the Yiddish word for a fur garment. Don't remain a tzaddik yourself. Share Torah, share mitzvahs, share tzedakah with others. Al tachzik tov la'atzmach, don't keep it for yourself. Ki l'chach neitzarta, you were created to share it with others. Chamisha tamidim hoyolele Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai actually had many tamidim, but he had 5 outstanding tamidim. Each one was superb in a certain aspect. Ve'eluhein. And these are the 5 Talmidim. Rabbi Lozer ben Hurknes, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin, Rabbi Shimon ben Esanel, Rabbi Lozer ben Arach, who, Hoyomayin Shvachan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to count their praises. Each one his greatness. Rabbi Lozer ben Hurknes, you know how great he is, bor sud, a pit made of plaster, cement all around, she'enoy ma'abe tipo. Every drop of water, every drop of wine that is in this pit remains there. He's a Baki, he's Sinai. He is compared to Har Sinai, full of Torah. He doesn't lose one iota of Torah. Rabbi Yeshua Ashrei Yoladetai, praised is the one who gave birth to him. As the Yerushalmi and Yevamis tells us, and as the Rav brings down here on the Mishnah, that his mother, Rabbi Yeshua's mother, used to go around to all the Batei Midrashim in her city, and she used to tell the people who were learning there, Bevakashimichem, please, Bakshu Rachmim ala Uber Azeh. While she was yet pregnant with Rabbi Yeshua, she said, please, Davin, for this embryo, for this child that is not yet born, Shebemei, that is in my innards, in my stomach, sheyiye chacham, that pray that he should be a chacham. Umiyom shenoilat, and from the day that he was born, loy haitzio arisasa mi beis hamedrash, she did not take out his crib from the beis medrash. Kedei, shlo yichnesu ba'oznav ela divritari, in order that in his ears should only penetrate the words of Torah. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua was totally connected only to the words of Torah, and people would say about the mother of Rabbi Yeshua, Ashrei Yoladetai, praised is that woman who gave birth to him for all she did to make him into the great Rabbi Yeshua. What is the Ma'ala said Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai of Rabbi Yosi Chassid? And the Avos Rabbi Nosson said he was the Chassid Hador. He was the greatest person of that generation. Chassid means you do things l'fnim mishur hadin, more than the law requires. Rabbi Shimon ben Nissan, Yirei Chet, Rabbi Shimon ben Nissan was so afraid of sin that he would make extra siyogim. He would make extra protection around the Torah that he should not come to be over on something of the Torah. And finally, Rabbi Lozer ben Arach, you know what his greatness was? Mayon hamizgaber. He is like a non-ending fountain of wisdom. He understands one thing from another. If his rebbeim teach him something through his sharp mind and deep understanding, he adds on to what his rebbe taught him as a fountain that is constantly regenerating itself and renewing itself constantly through his great, sharp, deep mind. Hu ha'yoyim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to say, Im yu kol chachmei Yisrael v'chachmei zayim, if all the other wise men of Klal Yisrael were on a scale, on one scale, on one side of the scale, Ve'alozer ben Hurkos b'kaf shniyah, and this great Baki this person who knows so much would be on the other side of the scale, machrias kulam. He would be more powerful than all of the other Chachmi Yisrael. As the Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Dal Amid Aleph tells us, Hakol Shrichim Lamor Chachya. Everyone needs the owner of the wheat. In other words, if I have a Shaila, I have to go to a Bucky. I have to go to someone knowledgeable. He could be deep, but if he's deep and he doesn't know what the Psak is, he doesn't know what the Gemara says, what the Shulchan Aruch says. So even though he's deep, I'm not going to get the right answer. Everyone needs the master of the wheat, which is a marshal for someone who knows Kola Torah Kula. So in that sense, Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus would weigh down all the other Chachmei Yisrael. Abishol or Mishmai? Abishol said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, "Im you call Chachmei Yisrael, bekaf mazayim, if all the Chachamim of Chachmei Yisrael were on the scale, Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus afimorim, and you even had on that side of the scale the great Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Rav Elazar bekaf shnia, and Rav Elazar ben Aruch was on the other side of the scale, machrias kulam, he would weigh down all the rest. Rav Elazar ben Aruch was greater than all the other Chacham, including Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus." And the Bar Tanura says, Matsasi Kosov, I found written, and perhaps this is written in the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's where the Bar Tanura found it, that it's not a stira between the first version of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the second. It would seem at first glance that it's a machlokas, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said. Was Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus the great Bucky, greater, or was Rav Elazar ben Aruch the great sharp mind? Was he greater? And really, we have this in the Gemara and Harvey stuff, Yudal Ramad Aleph, where Rabba represented the Oiker Horim, the person who's able to rip up mountains and grind one against the other with his depth of understanding. And Rabbi Yosef was the Morechache, he was the owner of the wheat, he was the Sinai. And the Gemara says, which is better, Sinai or Oiker Horim? The Gemara says there that everybody needs the owner of the wheat. Sinai is greater. So the Mishnah here perhaps is saying, the first version is saying Sinai is greater, the person who knows everything. The second, Abishol is saying, but if you concentrate and focus on the aspect of sharpness, there Rav Elazar ben Aruch was greater than all the Chachmei Yisrael combined, even with Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus. So therefore, the first part version of the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's words concern the Bekiyus, the knowledge. The second part of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the second version, which Abishol states, that refers to the sharp thinking, and in that respect, Rav Elazar ben Aruch was the greatest, and therefore there's no contradiction between the two versions. Mishnah Tes. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his students, Se'uru, go out and see Ezu Derech Hashar, what is the proper, right, straight path, She'yidbak bo ha'adam, as Rabbeinu Yoin explains. There are many midos, many character traits that a person has to be careful and work on himself to acquire. But what is the one main mida, what is the one main path that a person should follow, that he should attach himself to that path, and through that he will come to all, everything else. Rav Elazar Eimer, Ayin Tovet, have a good eye, which means you're happy with what Hashem gave you, you're not jealous of the success of other people, that will bring about that you will get along well with others, there will be harmony, there will be unity, so that is the source of all good midos tovos. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Chavar Tov, which could mean either that you should be a good chavar to others, that will cause you to have good midos to everyone, or that you should seek out a good friend to help you with your spiritual attainment. Because if you have a bad friend, that will affect you negatively. If you have a good friend, he'll have a good influence on you. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a shachan type, to have a good neighbor. Again, either you're a good neighbor to your neighbor, or you seek out a good neighbor who will have a positive influence on you. Rabbi Shimon, I'm a harayas and islet. It's someone who's able to see what the future will bring. And by doing that, he analyzes everything that he does. And it stops him by seeing the repercussions of his actions. That will stop him from doing things that are detrimental, because he sees what the results will be. Rabbi Elazar, I'm a Rabbi Elazar, but Aruch said, Leif Toiv, to have a good heart, because all the midos of a person, the source of it is in the heart. Person has a good heart, all his midos are good as well. Amar Lahem, said Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai to his students, Raya Ani as Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. I believe that the correct answer is the one of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Shebechlal Dvarav Divreichem, because within his words are your words. Because if a person has a Leiv Toiv, so automatically all his Midas will be straight, and he'll have proper thinking, and he'll be happy with his lot, and he'll get along with people, he'll be a good friend, he'll have good friends, he'll be a good neighbor, he'll have good neighbors, and also he'll think of what the future will result if he does bad things, and therefore all this will, through a good heart, he'll be good to his neighbors, his friends, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he said to them, Omer Lam Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Tzu'uru, go out and see Ezu Derech Ra, She'yisrachek Umenu Adam. What is the bad way that a person should stay away from? As Rabbeinu Yoina explains, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai say that whatever is good, the opposite is bad? That's not necessarily true, says Rabbeinu Yoina. For example, it's a very good thing to be a chassid, but if you're not a chassid, it doesn't mean you're a Rasha. If you do everything according to the din, you're still a very fine Jew. We wish that every Jew, that each one of us would do everything straight, even without Lufnei Meshuras HaDin. That would be a tremendous accomplishment. So not being a chassid is not necessarily the worst thing. So therefore he asked them, what is the worst possible derech? Because it's not necessarily the opposite of what the good derech is. So explains Rabbeinu Yoina. But in fact, we're going to see that four of the answers here are just the opposite. One of the five answers seems to be different than the positive from the negative. Let us see. Rav Elazar Aimer Ayin Ra. So Rav Elazar says, in the good I said Ayin Taiva, the bad I'm saying a bad eye. Because if you, that leads to jealousy and hatred. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer Chaver Ra. If you're a bad chaver to your friend, or you get a bad influence, that has a negative influence on your life. Rabbi Yossi Aimer Shachin Ra. If you're a bad neighbor, or you have a bad neighbor, again, that is a bad influence on your life. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Halai V'Veinu Mishalem. Now, Rabbi Shimon seems to be saying different than what Rabbi Shimon said in the good part. In the good part, Rabbi Shimon said, Harayas Anaylet. Now, here in the negative part, he says, if you borrow money from someone and you don't repay it, Echad Alayvim and Adam, whether you're, when you lend from a person, that's equivalent to Alayvim and Amakam Baruch, it's as if you're lending it from a Kaddish Baruch, it's as if you're borrowing it from Hashem. Shinam, the Pasuk says, until him Lamed Zayin Chaf Aleph, Loiver Rasha V'lo Yisham, if a person borrows money and he does not repay it, he's a Rasha. Have it tzaddik, and the tzaddik referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, choinen has mercy v'naisen. The Hashem makes sure that the malva will eventually get his money back. But then it comes out that the loiva is the loiva, the one who bore the money, is actually borrowing it from Hashem, who Hashem had to repay the loss of the malva. Now it comes out that you're like borrowing it from Hashem. Now you owe the money to Hashem. Rabbi Elazar Aimer Leiv Ra. A bad heart in the positive leif toiv was the best. The negative leif ra. Amar lahem, roya ani as divrei Elazar ben Arach shebechlal dvarav divreichem. In the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, I see all of your words, and therefore the worst mida a person can have is a leif ra, because a bad heart leads to everything bad. It leads to a bad eye, as we see. Loisa sura achri levavchem achri einechem. So the Yalkut Shemani tells us, magid shoeinayim holchus achra leif. That the eyes come from the heart. That's why the Torah says, don't go after your heart and then after your eyes, because your eyes, after your heart wants something, the eye sees and the heart desires. And the heart has a negative effect on the way a person views the world. So the only thing that we want to explain is the sheet of Rav Shimon, that the opposite of Toiv, Harayas Anaylet, is Haloi V'Veinu Mishalem. And the Mephorshim wonder, why is he the only one who changed from the positive to the negative? And there are many answers given on this question. I would just like to relate to the listening audience something that I heard when I first moved to Muncie. I was zocheh to hear on Shabbos Shiurim on Masechta Avos from Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zecher Tzadik Levracha, And this is the way he explained this question, and he answered it with a story, which I will try to make as brief as possible. And this is a story that took place in World War I, where the great yeshiva of Slobodka had to move because of the enemy, and they decided to divide the yeshiva up into several groups, each headed by another great Torah luminary. And the first, they were on their way to Vilna, to the town of Reb Chaim Ozer Grozinski, and their plan was that they would regroup in Vilna. And the first group came to a city along the way. There was a known Machnes Orech there, who everyone decided that as we travel on the way, when we get to that town, we're going to go to that Machnes Orech. So they came to that house of the Machnes Orech, and they knock on the door, and he refuses to let them in. And they're wondering, they heard he's unbelievable Machnes Orech. Here he doesn't let us take a drink of water, doesn't let us in for a moment. So they didn't know where to stay in the town. They decided to move on and go directly to Vilna. The second group came, the same thing happened. And they had to hurry because they had nowhere to stay again. And they made it to Vilna just in time for the women to light Neiroi Shabbos. By the time Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I believe, was in that second group, and he related that his wife was expecting at that time, and he didn't allow her to carry the valises, and it was pouring, raining terribly, and they had nowhere to get shelter. They're being drenched, and the man who had this sterling reputation of being a Machnes Orech, who refused to let them in, to even come in out of the terrible weather, they marched on to Vilna. And the third group, which I believe was led by Moshe Mordechai Epstein Zitzal, the Rosh Yeshiva, by the time they came to this person's house, it was too late. They would not have made it to Vilna before Shabbos. And they decided that they're going to plead with this man, please let us in, please, we have nowhere to go, we can't make it to Vilna before Shabbos. Finally, he relented and he let them in. Once he let them in, then they saw his unbelievable Achnasas Archim. So he there were beds and food and clothing and shelter. He was unbelievable. The following Yom Kippur, Rav Yaakov related that at Kriyas HaTorah, who got the Aliyah after the Rosh Yeshiva, Moshe Mordechai Halevi Epstein, who got Shlishi? Rabbi Yaakov referred to him as Yener Stoimnike, that man from Stoim, that person who had refused to let him and his wife come in out of the rain, that person who caused people almost to be Machal Shabbos, he got Shlishi. So it was Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yaakov didn't say anything, but after Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yaakov inquired, you know, why was he given Shlishi? And he was told that when Rav Moshe Mordechai, the third group, came to the city and they couldn't make it to Vilna anymore, he had shown tremendous Achnasas Archim. And they had asked him, why originally didn't you allow the other groups to come in? And he responded that he used to be a tremendous Machnas Archim, but he once let in someone, and the person in the middle of the night stole all his silver and absconded with it. And he decided there and then, if a Jew could do such a thing, and instead of being grateful to the Hachnasas Archim, he robs me of all my silver, I refuse to be Machnas Orech anymore. And that's why originally he didn't let the first groups in. So Yaakov Kamenetsky learned from this story that if the robber would have realized, he just looked at the silver candelabra, and he grabbed it and was off with it. He didn't see the repercussions. Did he think in his mind that all these great Talmidei Chachamim would not be allowed to come into the house? Did he think that they'd have to rush and almost be Mechal Shabbos, the women just coming in before Hadlakas Neiros? Did he realize all the tsar that he would cause? He didn't realize that. When a person borrows money and doesn't return it, haloi v'veina mishalim, he just looks at his momentary gain, that the money that I borrowed, I'm not paying back. But does he realize that as a result of that, the malve, who had given out loans to people, perhaps because of what you're doing, he'll refuse needy people? Did you take that into consideration? Or did you just focus on your immediate gratification? So Rabbi Yaakov explained that, in fact, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Haloiv Aveina Mishalim, a person who borrows money and doesn't pay back, you know what he's guilty of? He's guilty of doing the very opposite of what Rabbi Shimon said in the beginning of the Mishnah, the positive. He's the very opposite of Harayas Anoilet. So in fact, all of the Tanoim here in the negative said exactly the opposite of the positive, including Rabbi Shimon. The positive is Harayas Anoilet. The negative is a person who does actions and doesn't think of all the repercussions of Haloi V'Veina Mishalim, similar to the story of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky with the Machnas Oirich in the city on the way to Vilna.